Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good morning. It is Sunday, August 24th, 2025. I'm Shaw Gage sitting in with you this morning. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of the show. Hopefully we're going to play some music you like this morning. We'll have some good conversation, read some scripture, and just break it down and share life together. You know, it's always an encouragement to be able to come here and speak to you guys or with you guys and share this time and just, again, lay what God's put on my heart each and every week and just how we can get a little bit better. And this week, you know, I've just been focusing on not being so grumpy all the time. You know, we're all tired and we're all worn out and life beats us up. But at the end of the day, we're not supposed to be grumpy. Yeah, we can be tired, but keep smiling because you know what? Jesus loves you and he encourages us to be encouragers to others. And if we're grumpy all the time or some of the time, we're not being very good encouragers. But we're going to talk about that this morning. If you struggle with it or if you're good at it and you can encourage others, how can you do it better? But if you struggle with it, how can I become a better encourager? I got some ideas and some thoughts I'll share with you when we come back on the other side. I came across this quote the other day and thought I'd share it. If you have a family that loves you, a handful of good friends, and a roof over your head, you're richer than you think. That's from former Auburn football head coach Gene Chizik and his what he calls words of chisdom. I thought that was pretty fun, thought I'd share that, but it's so true. Whatever you're going through this morning, hang in there. It's going to be okay. And if life's treating you well, keep on keeping on. And turn that sunshine on to somebody else and help them through whatever they're going through. Hope you're having a good day. We'll be back here in just a few minutes. This Philippians 2:14 says, do everything. Everything. Not just a few things. Not just the things that people can see. Not just the things that matter a lot. Everything. Without grumbling or arguing. Y'all, if I could do that, I'd be a really, really cool person to be around, trust me. But I probably fail on that 3 or 4 times before I even get out of bed in the morning. But seriously, if we do everything, not just what others can see me do, but everything. You know, I heard somebody say this long ago, you can tell a lot about a person by how you observe about how they treat waiters and custodians and nurses. People that, you know, you don't have to necessarily show a lot of respect to. You should, because everybody's created in God's image, so we should show everybody the same respect and love. But, you know, how do you treat others? You know, when people are looking, you know, do you treat them one way? And when nobody's looking, or, hey, it's just a custodian, or it's just a teacher, or it's just a police officer, or it's just a whoever. You know, how do you treat people that you know, hey, nobody's looking. I can be whoever I want to be. But that's not what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be an encouragement. And I think if we take this verse to heart, Philippians 2:14, and we do everything without grumbling, and we do everything without arguing, you know, we could be true difference makers in this world. I'll share a story. When I was a young sales guy, I was in New York City working with a gentleman named Dick Perez. And Dick Perez and I had a few days of working together, and we sold abrasive grinding wheels. And we were going around, and we went to this one plant. And as we were walking through, Dick did a good job of introducing me to people throughout the plant. And there was one gentleman, this old gentleman, he introduced me, that was just sweeping floors on the back of the warehouse docks. And he went out of his way to introduce me to that gentleman, and we shook hands and had a laugh or two, and we went on our way. And at the end of the day, Dick and I were having dinner, and we were sitting there reflecting over the day. And he asked me, he said, anything stand out to you today? And I said, yeah, there was one instance. I said, you introduced me to that old man that was just sweeping floors back there on the back porch of that warehouse. And, you know, he was a nice guy, but I just kind of, that was kind of interesting that you did. And I'm not sure what that gentleman did. He said, Shaw, I'm glad you saw that. And he said, I'm glad you brought that up. He said, you see, that gentleman owned that facility. He owned that company, and he owns 3 or 4 companies just about that same size. And he's a multimillionaire, and his children are in the process of taking the company over from him, and he's passing it off willingly. But what he's focusing on now is his twilight years, and he wants everybody that comes, every truck driver, every customer, anybody that comes into that facility, he wants his place to look good. And so he's out there just keeping the floor swept, and he's keeping the trash picked up. And, you know, if you had not known who that was, you would have walked right by that guy and thought it was just some old guy sweeping floors. But he said that guy deserves as much respect as anybody, whether he's a multimillionaire or if he's just an old guy sweeping floors. And it taught me a lot, you know, and I thought, hey, not only in my sales career, but also in life, I need to treat everybody the same, because you know what? We are all created in God's image, and you never know who it is you're talking to or who it is that you're going to meet. So treat others with love, treat others with respect. And it starts right here with this attitude of do everything without grumbling or arguing. And you know what? You'll make a lot of friends. You know, we can have a clear conscience when we don't grumble or argue. And this verse we've been talking about this morning, it says, so that we can become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation, right? And you look around, I mean, I think every generation has probably said this one's warped and crooked, and it probably just gets worse and worse, and I won't go too deep into that, but again, at the end of the day, if we don't grumble, if we don't argue, we can have that clear conscience. And, you know, I think our human nature, I think it's our sinful nature, we want to grumble. We want to argue. And it just, you know, and I think sometimes that the enemy wants that to happen as well, so that we isolate, that we have dissension, and that we fracture relationships. And that's just, to me, not healthy. We should be encouraging. We should be loving. And we should be getting rid of all that negative stuff and just praying it away, because, quite frankly, it just does. It leads to all that. It leads to nothing but isolation and fractured relationships and hurt feelings. And, you know, it's just, that's not good for anybody. But at the end of the day, you know, I've been doing a lot of reflecting on this, and I go, you know, when I'm grumbling or I'm arguing, it's probably because I'm not getting my own way, and I'm being selfish. And I think that that's the case. A lot of times I like to say that 99.9% of all sin is just we're prideful, and we're not getting our own way. And when we don't get our way, we've become people based on feelings, and we wear our feelings on our sleeve, and we're not ashamed to share those feelings or blast them at whoever, whether it be in person or on social media. But we got to do a better job of that and quit worrying about getting our own way. You know, when I focus on getting my own way, it's temporary happiness. But guess what? Over time, when I always want my own way, people aren't going to want to be around me. And over time, you're going to become lonely, and you're not going to have friends, and there's not going to be anybody to hang out with you because they don't want to be around people like that. So on the opposite side of that, you want to be around people. People want to be around you, but you know, you got to be an encourager. You got to be an uplifter. You got to be somebody that's a difference maker and that's a kingdom builder. And I think it starts with this attitude right here. Do everything without grumbling and arguing so that you may be blameless and pure. I mean, how much better does it get than that? I mean, if we do that, we don't have to have a conscience about that kind of stuff, because we're not arguing, and we're not leading into dissension. We're not leading into arguments. We're becoming kingdom builders, and we're becoming difference makers. And that, y'all, is what I believe we're called to be as Christians. So hang in there. You know, I mean, if you're struggling with that on either side of the fence, just think about that. Pray about that and see what God wants you to do on that. And I'll be praying for you as well. So glad you're listening this morning. Man, what a beautiful day. And just hang in there. We need to set ourselves apart in behavior, in attitude, and what I call in heartitude. That's the attitude of your heart. What really drives you? You know, this verse, I really believe, Philippians 2:14, helps us stay in tune with the Lord and with the Holy Spirit and what we're supposed to be doing. And, you know, it's just focus on that this week. If it's something you struggle with, or even if it's not, we can all get better. But just focus on getting better and try to reduce the amount of grumbling that you do in life and the amount of arguing that you do in life. I'm a middle child, so my brother and sister hear this, they'll probably agree with you that, you know, I do like to grumble. I do like to argue, but I called it entertainment growing up, but I realized later in life, you know what, it's just not worth all that strife. So, and the other side of that, why should we stay in tune with the Holy Spirit? Why should we not grumble? Why do we want to be encouragers? You know, I wonder that from time to time, but it's so others will be drawn to Christ, right? And people look at me and they see some angry dude and he's just, you know, yelling at people in traffic or walking down the sidewalk. They don't want to be around that. And if I invited them to church, no, I'm not going to your church. I don't want to be around a bunch of grumpy people. But you know what? If I'm a a positive person, if I'm an encourager, if I like to laugh and make people, you know, smile, people are going to want to be around that. And you treat people with respect and you treat them with empathy. I mean, I think it just makes a huge difference. And people are going to go, man, what's different about that guy or that girl? And they're going to go, hey, tell me more. And like, what drives you? And then you're going to be able to go, hey, let me tell you, it's not me. It's Jesus Christ. It's the Holy Spirit who lives in me and changed me from the inside out. And that's the difference maker in life. That's the only thing that can change me. And it's the only thing that can change the people around me. I can't do that, but I can be an encouragement and I can be a person that can throw that out there and say, hey, this is what changed my life and this is what I did. And you know what? It's contagious and people see it and they want that. And then they pass it on and just pay it forward and you pay it forward and you pay it forward. And before long, before you know it, we've started making a difference in this world. We've got a lot coming at us. Everybody's got strife in their life. Everybody's got something going on. You know, it's been amazing this week. And I was going to talk about this a little bit later in the show. But this week in particular, I've had more people sharing things with me that it's like heavy stuff, man. Like life is coming at them and they don't know what to do. And it's just been an opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to go, hey, man, I don't know why that's happening. But you know what? Jesus loves you and he does. So just trust him and trust him with everything that you have. And it's a good reminder for me because you know what? I go through stuff too. So it's a good reminder for me to say, hey, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves you. And he knows why we're going through whatever it is that we're going through. Could be a test. It could be a trial. Y'all, it could be something so that in 10, 15 years, we can encourage somebody younger than us that hey, they're going through the same thing. And hey, I've been there. Let me tell you, hang in there. Jesus loves you. It's going to be okay. Because y'all, he does love you and he's got your back and he will never, ever let you down. If you don't know that, stop this morning and just have a conversation with the Lord and say, Lord, I don't know you, but I'd like to. Or Lord, I'm struggling with this. Will you please help me? And you know what? He will. So give it a whirl and give it a try. That's what I was trying to go for there. But you know, do that and see what happens and you'll be amazed. Hope you're doing well this morning. Remember, Jesus loves you. Question came to my mind this week as I was prepping for this, but why are we here? What's our purpose? Does all this really matter? Y'all, I really think it does. I believe God's word to be true, and I believe that God is the creator of the universe and that his son Jesus did come to the cross to die for you and to die for me, and he shed his blood for us so that we could spend eternity with heaven. And I've had people ask me, you know, what do you think? What if it's not true? What if you've done all this? And I'm going to go with what old Tom McCoy and old Pastor Mervine in Tennessee used to say. Eternity is too long to be wrong. And, you know, that's true. You know, if we do just fade to black, if this is all that it is and everything I've read and studied and believed my whole life is just fade to black and there's nothing and that's it. When this life is over, it's over. You know, I guess at the end of the day, I've lived a good life. I've had pretty good morals, and I've treated people pretty well, and, you know, I've had a lot of fun. So, but what if I'm right? What if this is true? And, you know, we're going to be in the presence of the Lord forever, or we're not. And so I'd rather be on the right side of that. But, you know, if we really believe that as Christians, if we really believe that heaven is for real, why aren't we acting like it? You know, if it's real, we should be storming the gates of hell to rescue people and to share Jesus with them. And we definitely shouldn't be picking fights, and we definitely shouldn't be having arguments or grumbling with them. We should be wanting to be blameless because we are going to stand before the Lord one day, and he's going to have every reason to blame us, but through his son Jesus Christ, we are going to be blameless. But right here, it's telling you how we can be blameless among others here on this earth, and that's without grumbling, and that's without arguing. And just, you know what? Just don't worry about it. Don't pick a fight. Don't start an argument because at the end of the day, it's just not worth it. I think I shared this a few weeks ago, but my brother and I, he's 2.5 years older than I am. And, you know, we used to fight like crazy and we probably still could if we're both in the wrong frame of mind or wrong frame of heart, I should say. But we decided 10, 15 years ago, you know, I'd rather win a brother than an argument. And at the end of the day, it's just not worth it. Now, he's Alabama, I'm Auburn. So as we get into football season, that can definitely present a problem or a challenge. But we've just learned how to stay away from those certain conversations and arguments. And at the end of the day, that's my brother and I love him. And, you know, it's just not worth having an argument. So if you've got something like that in your world, if you've got a person like that, have that conversation. Don't start an argument, but, you know, just walk away from it or talk about something different or just say, hey, at the end of the day, I love you and it's not worth ruining our relationship. So let's just change the subject on whatever we're talking about. But we've got to be encouragers, and we've got to be full of light and full of salt so that people look at us and go, what's different about him or her? And then we can share the good news of Jesus, and then we can let the Holy Spirit do the rest. But it starts with you, and it starts with your attitude. And then we can have that conversation one at a time to hopefully change this world. So glad you've been listening this morning. Can't believe we're already in the middle of the third hour, but here we are. And anyway, kick back, grab a cup of coffee, listen to some little bit more music, and we'll be back here on the other side. You know, we talk about it each and every week about being an encouragement to each other. We're talking about lifting each other up and, you know, just how we can be more of a positive influence. And I always say this, you know, it starts one conversation at a time, and it starts with you and it starts with me. And I think when we go into it with the right attitude or the right heartitude, this verse this morning, Philippians 2:14, can really help us get started off on the right foot when we do everything without grumbling or arguing. Y'all, if I could just do half the things without arguing or grumbling, that'd be fantastic. But if I really did and worked to strive to do everything without grumbling or arguing, y'all, I really could change the world. I know I could change the immediate world around me. And so that's going to be my focus this week. I hope this has hit home with you, and hope it's a challenge for you to do the same. And, you know, make some notes and just see what God does in your life, and just pray through this and, you know, see what kind of things God does with the relationships with people in your life. You know, if there's somebody in your life that you're always arguing with or always grumbling with, just put your pride aside and just let it go and just say, hey, I'd rather win that brother or that sister than an argument. And, you know, it's not always the best to be right. Sometimes it's better just to get along. And that's my encouragement to you guys this week. And, you know, it's something I'm going to be working on, is just to be myself, to be proud, and to be positive, and just to not worry about being right and not getting bogged down in an argument or, you know, hey, who came in first or who came in last or any of that. But just, you know what, hey, let's just have a laugh. Let's maybe share a meal together, and let's focus on something a little bit more important than me being right or you being right. So, hope that's been an encouragement to you. Hope you have a good week, and we'll see you guys back here next Sunday.
Thanks for listening to the Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 1065, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.